walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
13 minutes past 10. Mike Anderson, good evening to you and thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much, Gashwal. Good to be on your show. I appreciate it.
Awesome stuff. Mike, I mean, you heard, I mean, from the onset, it's something that we hear all of the time where we have these conversations. We know that, you know, we have the highest unemployment rate we've ever had in this country. And I guess the only way forward, I mean, despite the fact that a lot of people are saying that government needs to create work opportunities, the fact of the matter is what we actually really need is for more people to start their own businesses.
Absolutely.
But the biggest refrain, as I said, is that many would point to the fact that, listen, I don't have opportunities. You know, I don't have funding. I don't have anything of the sort. How am I going to start my business? I want to do A, B, C, D. So how do we go about starting our own businesses with what we have? What are some of those things, if we can sort of go through it, that we overlook or don't necessarily pay attention to, that ultimately are the things that we have in our arsenal to start those businesses?
Gashwal, thank you for that. Yeah, it is a big topic, and I would say probably more now than ever before. You know, if you look at youth unemployment up to 50% and surpassing that, if you look at general unemployment surpassing 34%, and it is time, it is time. You know, what we do know, the great startup boom is coming globally, and of course, South Africa is no different. And for many out there, many dream to operate their own business, and the first thing what we need to do is that we need to think differently. We need to have a different mindset. You know, startup capital is not something that is necessary. If you look at the entrepreneurial greats historically, they've all started with little or no money. But they had a mindset. They decided that that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to control their lives. They wanted to choose their own destiny and to make that happen. And, of course, so that's really where it begins. I mean, many successful entrepreneurs have started from humble or zero beginnings with little or no funds. And I think what's important to know, Gashwal, it takes fewer resources than you think. The resources come from within. This combined with passion and tenacity, everyone or anyone, wherever you come from, could be well on your way to becoming the next legendary entrepreneur. And I think that's the big a message right now. You know, we're launching a massive initiative coming up now called, you know, Launch My Startup Initiative to mobilize the nation to think differently and, of course, promote and encourage entrepreneurship as a viable career option and showing people out there, material people, especially the younger people, of what they need to do from today to start their business with little or no money and move on to become successful.
So let's talk about that whole process there. I mean, let's start off, you know, from the beginning and look at what it takes then to be an entrepreneur. What does it mean to start a business? Because I guess that there's many categories of entrepreneurs that we can talk about. There's obviously the person who, under normal circumstances, I don't know, sells loose cigarettes and a couple of sweets on the side of the road. All the way through to me wanting to start a large-scale factory because, I don't know, I want to manufacture a particular thing that I know is going to do well. But ultimately, in the way of all of our dreams is the fact that we might not have money. I might not even have registered a company or a business of some sort yet. And I don't know where to start. So where's the starting point generally?
Yeah, Gashwal, thank you for that. And I think what's important now, you know, if you look at the trend of where it's all going and starting a business, you know, we do know that, you know, if you have little or no funds, you can't start a mattress manufacturing company. Mm. You can't start a major construction business. So I think from the mindset perspective, we've got to think, what business can I start today that takes little money? And the important step here is that because of the way digital, the internet and all that is happening, we can start looking at what does Mike Anderson want to do? Where does Mike Anderson's passion? So if you look at that, then I'll say, right, let me look around the world. Who's, for example, I might want to start a small panel beating business. I search around the world. Who's been the best at doing that from scratch? So I start modeling the success of others. And if you look at the perspective of self-education can make you a fortune. Formal education can get you a job. But both combined can, of course, accelerate your way to success. So first of all, we need to change our mindset. We need to think differently. Mm. We need to, of course, build ourselves with persistence, set ourselves on that journey. Now, what I say to people is, let's say, for example, now you want to start your entrepreneurial journey. You know, why not register a company? You know, for a few hundred rand, you can register a company. Now, this sets the pace of excitement, of enthusiasm. You might not know what you want to do today. You might not have a business plan, or you might not even have a name for your business. But you can register your business. Then you can say, what's the next step? And this is at the NSBC, what we are doing. We launched it now. Of course, we've just signed an agreement with CIPC. And our big mission now is, of course, to also help the thousands of informal businesses out there to transform, to become formalized. Mm. So that they can, of course, become part of mainstream. Because, Gashwal, as you know, this is the small business is the mainstay of our economy. It's the future of job creation. Jobs are not coming from big business. Government understands this. Big business understands that. But I think the big problem, and I think the big stumbling block has always been, you know, people are afraid to start their own business because of the fear of failure. But if you look at the most successful entrepreneurs around the world, you have to embrace failure. But what's important about starting a business with what you have or with no money, there's not much you can lose en route. You can only start building en route. So the important thing is, like Richard Branson says, it's the magic of tiny steps. I really want to start my business today. Take that tiny step and start your entrepreneurial journey. Even if it's a simple decision like registering your PTY limited company, then what next? And at the NSBC, we surround these mercurial people who are starting out. With the right business trends, with the right business ideas, the right business opportunities, helping them to mix with professionals, new ways of doing business. And that's when your journey of entrepreneurship really begins. And sooner than you think, you're on the track of course, going in the direction that you where you want to be. And that's the spirit of entrepreneurship. And I think from that perspective, you know, owning your own business isn't just a way to wealth. It's a way to pursue your life's dreams. And that's what I say to many people on many of my talks that I do. You know, what we don't want to do, if we choose not to. Look, entrepreneurship is not for everyone. Yeah. There's two types of career paths. One is to climb the corporate ladder, or one is to become an entrepreneur. One's not better than the other. They're just two different career paths. But if your career path is entrepreneurship, then don't wait for the conditions to be perfect, because the conditions will never be perfect. Start now, take the magic of tiny steps, and start setting yourself tiny goals and start moving to where you want to be. What we don't want to do, Gashwal, is live a life of mediocrity. So one day when we're sitting on our deck chair in how many years' time, and we look back and we say to ourselves, if I only did this and I only did that, that's a disappointment. But the important thing about entrepreneurship now is for many out there who say, I can't get a job, I've been retrenched, I've been made redundant. I mean, look what's happened over the last year, the last week. I mean, it's tragedy. You know, pandemic, destruction, looting, many small businesses have lost. You know, more than 50 billion rand has been lost within the small business sector in Gauteng and KZN. Mm-hmm. And I mean, look at the thousands of jobs that have been lost. So this is the importance now of inspiring entrepreneurship, because there's a positive angle to that. There's nothing that you and I can do about what has happened. But what we can do now, we can choose to stand up, to be resilient, to be positive, to keep our family safe and say, right, I'm coming out of the stronger and I'm going to make a difference to myself and to my family and to the nation that I live in. And in that way, we can cultivate a new spirit of entrepreneurship, because that's the way it's going to be and that's the way it should be. So my plea to many people out there, the jobs of our country, you know, if we can create jobs for people starting out a business with little or no money, we can halve the unemployment rate. This has been proven around the world. So the big thing is here, I need to start changing my mindset. I believe in myself. I'm going to start taking myself tiny steps so I can build up my confidence levels. As I start my journey, I can look for that eureka moment. This is what I want to do. This is where my passion lies. This is what I want to do in my life as a business. I can then find a name for my business, and I can start moving in the right direction, in a positive and accelerated direction. do we all want to be?
I hear you, and I'm with you on that one. I mean, as you said, part of the issue at times is that, you know, a lot of people, and I don't want to use the term grandiose because it implies sort of that there's something wrong with you, that you...
Yeah.
You know, you're going about this whole process all wrong. But a lot of the time we have big ideas, isn't it? And we want to start off with the big manufacturing company. But maybe sometimes what is needed are those beginner, smaller steps all the way through to being able to go to that massive...
Gosh, well, you're 100%. You know, if your vision one day is to own a big manufacturing business and manufacturing mattresses, think big. But we've got to take the magic of tiny steps first of all. Start something small. Start something that requires little or no money. It's very, very difficult today. I can almost say, I know this fairly well, it's almost impossible to borrow money to start a business. So why take 2 or 3 years of your life trying to borrow money that you're never going to borrow? Unless family and friends around you that want to invest in you or lend you money, you know, the institutions out there acknowledge there's very little money made available to new startups. So start something so small that requires little funding and where you can start building your passion, but always keep that big dream in your mind and start moving towards that. And yes, in time, 2 or 3 years down the line, when you've built yourself credibility, you've got a nice going business, then borrowing money to grow your business is a lot easier than starting a business. So my plea is there, find something that attracts you, that you could be passionate about, that's small, no matter how small it can be, but it allows you to get to going on that entrepreneurial journey.
Part of the biggest worry or concern, I guess, for many people as we're speaking right now, Mike, is you know, those small steps, the patience that's required, the tenacity that's required, the ability to understand that maybe right now all I'm able to do is really just to put food on the table, and it's a bit of a journey for me to be able to get to the next step, to the next level, whereby I'm able to now start looking at the luxury items. I don't know, purchase myself a property, a car, or whatever else the case is. So let's talk up next about, you know, that particular journey and what people should start sort of mentally preparing themselves for. Because I guess part of the difficulty or part of the problem is that it seems to be a very long road ahead, and not necessarily everyone is ready, willing, or able, or, you know, has necessarily the mindset to say to themselves, I'm willing to wait it out and slog it out and see little increments in progress, as opposed to sort of the Mercedes-Benz overnight. So let's have that conversation, if you don't mind. I'm just quickly going to take quick break, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course.
Thanks. Cheers. That was Mike Anderson. I'm still in conversation with him. I don't know why I said cheers. We're going to come back to him just now. We're going to talk about sort of their journey and the tenacity that you need for embarking on their journey.
702.
SMS us now on 31702.
Yes, do pop us an SMS. And of course, if you have any questions or you have any comments, please do give us a call on 011-883-0702. Alternatively, 021-446-0567. Of course, there's also the option of WhatsApp on 072-702-1702 and hashtag Aubrey Masango Show for those of you who are following the conversation on social media. Please do interact there as well. I'll have a look at those in just a few. But Mike, as I said, we were talking about mindsets and where people need to, how we need to sort of view this whole situation. And I do agree with you. All too often, it is a situation of mindset. I don't know. Maybe I'm too old. Maybe I'm too, I have kids now. I have a bond. I have this, that, and the other thing. So am I willing to start from scratch? Obviously, I have a job both here and during the day. So ultimately, I wouldn't necessarily say it's complete satisfaction. There's still a lot that I want to do. I want to grow my own business. I want to achieve certain things. However, you know, I'm not that guy that's going to start from scratch and start selling sweets and chappies on the side of the road in an effort to one day own my own major mine or whatever the case is. So I guess it's different strokes for different folks, but what mindset do you need where you're young, disaffected, unable to get a job because you lack experience, you lack the necessary education, yet you still need to eat.
Absolutely, Gashon. You know, I think what's really important, everyone, we all need to understand. You know, I've been an entrepreneur my whole working life. I've started many businesses from absolute nothing. I come from very humble beginnings. So, you know, what I talk about, I've done myself. I've never put a cent into any of the businesses that I've started, and many of my businesses have been acquired by international organizations. That's even later in life, when I had a bit more money, I still made that decision never to put a cent into any business that I started. It's kind of my passion to do that. But we have to understand, it doesn't belong to everyone. For me, climbing the corporate ladder doesn't belong to me. Mm. Yet again, on the entrepreneurial side, it doesn't belong to everyone. One's not better than the other. I've just mentioned that before.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's important to understand, it's a long and tough journey. But it depends how badly you want it. That's the first thing. How badly do you want it? And yes, you alluded to that. The younger you are, the easier it is. You have less responsibilities. You don't have that bond and those car payments and those other expenses that you do have. You don't have children, possibly. So the older you get, the more difficult it becomes. But you know what's interesting about that is many of the older people now, you know, I'm 60 now, and I don't feel that way. I feel that I've still got many businesses to start in my continued journey.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that it is more difficult. But many of the mercurial people who start businesses later in life, they're doing it because they have no choice. They've been made redundant. They've lost their jobs. They've been retrenched. They've had, especially what's happened like over the last week and the last 16 months. And many of these people have gone on to prosper, but they've had no choice. So I think depending on your situation, if your dream is, no matter how old you are, that your absolute passion and you're determined to become an entrepreneur and to fulfill that dream and to take control. You know, people ask me, what's the determination of success? For me, is doing whatever I choose to do at any time, to be in total control of my life. That's been important to me from when I was a teenager. So I was prepared to take the risk to achieve that. And that's when it comes in. Risk and failure is part of the initial decision that everyone has to take. Am I prepared to lose? Am I prepared to fail? But remember, just about every single successful entrepreneur hasn't just lost once. They've lost many times. So your passion and your determination and what you really want out of life will allow you to make that decision. I embrace failure, and I'll tell you why, Joshua, is because every time I fail, I come back stronger, and I've learned something completely different that can be prosperous in my next journey. So for me, failure is not a failure. It's an obstacle en route to success. So that's really important. You know, society historically doesn't allow people to fail. Those days have gone. There is no perfect curve to the top. But importantly, for a young person who wants to be an entrepreneur, or for a more seasoned person who doesn't want to live a life of mediocrity and wants to take that chance, then one has to understand there are obstacles en route. But you know, the thing is, like I always say in the books that I write, never surrender. If you keep moving and you never give up, you'll always arrive at where you want to be. And that's the important. So every time we hit a moment of adversity, like many have over the past 16 months and especially also over the last week and a bit, is that to be able to bounce back positively after adversity and keep going. The question is, how important is that to you and your family?
I mean, and those are some of the fundamentals that I guess people need to understand and come to grips with. And you know, I want to take it a slight step back and, you know, a little further back. I mean, the one thing that stood out for me was the fact that you had pointed out that it takes sacrifice and it takes work. And that there's also obviously the element of failure that's involved. I mean, one of the biggest concerns and worries that people tend to have, and I would say that even when I was younger, at the time where I probably had greater opportunity, time, and resources to my availability to embark on a larger entrepreneurial journey, one of my biggest worries was always that, look, if I mess this up, if I get this wrong, if my business fails, I'm going to end up owing people some serious money that I don't have, and that could ruin my life potentially. I mean, those are one of the biggest obstacles or things that many people are scared of, and that is why they tend to I don't know, try to resist, you know, getting into that space, going into that space.
Yeah. That's right. If you look at the most successful entrepreneurs in South Africa and abroad, you know, the many will stand up and say, for me, this is where I come from. I would rather fail 1,000 times in my life than never try, you know, and that's really what's in it for me. And I would rather look back one day when I'm on my deathbed and say, if only I did that, if only I did this. You see, the thing is, life doesn't belong to us for many, many years. You know, the human being doesn't last if you look at life in general. And the thing is, I chose many years ago, I don't want to live a life of mediocrity. I don't want to be 95% of the population. I want to be one of the 5% who are successful and the 1% who are super successful. And I was prepared to pay the price for that. And that was me personally, but of course it's not for everyone. So these are the kind of values that one's got to pinpoint on oneself to determine if one wants to take that entrepreneurial road. And I'm very grateful that I had that opportunity to do that many years ago. I took the risk. I failed. Many years ago, I'd lost every single thing that I had. I lived in the mountains. And the point is, I knew I was going to come back. It was just a matter of time. And my determination, my passion and my persistence and my perseverance allowed me the opportunity to come back. And the point is that these are the kind of things we need to embrace. Is that for me? How important is this for me? And I think this is the beginning of the road for every entrepreneur. And I think that we need to look at those key points. But if it is for you, you know, taking control of your own destiny by owning your own business isn't just a way of wealth. I mean, for most South Africans, starting a business is a daunting and almost impossible task. But for many, that we're thinking about job and opting for the entrepreneurial way of life is the only way of the future. And it doesn't, importantly again, it doesn't need to take money to achieve that. So that's kind of it. A lot of my points this evening is coming down to a few fundamental values. And one's got to really take stock of oneself and say, this is for me. This is really what I want to do. You might be in a position now where you have no choice, or you might be in a position saying you hate what you're doing. And that's where you're on the kind of the fence or the threshold of a decision to become an entrepreneur.
I hear what you're saying, and the one thing that stands out for me is what you had said, you know, from the onset. It's a mindset issue. It's how you see yourself, as opposed to just simply it being a function of I'm doing this to survive. It almost takes a whole new level of thinking. It almost seems to be a whole new way of perceiving yourself, that it's not just for basic survival, but going above and beyond. I mean, the one thing that that stood out for me was that you said, I'm not going to be the 95%. I'm not going to live a life of mediocrity. So it's something that pushes you way above and beyond.
And you know, if you think about this, Dashwell, I mean, why? I mean, because of a young age, we are indoctrinated with the ideal that failure is indeed that failure. The number one reason why people don't start a business is because of the fear of failure. I mean, the world's most successful entrepreneurs know that each failure brings them closer to business success and achieving greatness. So these are the kind of things that must stand out from the beginning. Am I prepared to hit the obstacle, hit that wall? And do I have that tenacity and that perseverance to come back positively and learn from that failure and move forward? These are the kind of little things that come part of the mindset. And I think that, and you're 100% right, the mindset is where it begins. But it can give you great opportunity if you seize the mindset that's destined for you.
I see a very interesting WhatsApp, tweet that came through. It's from Josh. Kalisa, saying that Mike is absolutely right. Business starts small, but one must be willing to build it with great purpose. I'm enjoying this conversation. Thanks for that. And thanks, Mike, for giving us those.
Yeah, and like he says, you know, it's like Richard Branson always said for many years, the magic of tiny steps. Think big, think big, but start small. And in the magic of tiny steps. And I always say this, set tiny goals first. And when you start achieving those goals, set bigger goals, then bigger goals. What does this do? It builds your self-confidence and your self-belief in yourself. And eventually you'll believe that nothing can stop you from conquering the world.
I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about Sir Richard Branson, who recently took to space, as you well know.
I was watching Jeff Bezos this afternoon.
And I was actually going to throw this out for the open line. I'm just finding it fascinating how, within a week of two billionaires basically going to space, the responses have been so different. Because for Richard Branson, it was almost as if the world was cheering him on. And for Jeff Bezos,
it's just... These guys thought it was nothing.
Exactly. And that's the point. That's where I was going anyway with it, is that Richard Branson literally... as a teenager, started his company Virgin with a friend of his, selling records, secondhand records.
Absolutely. I mean, Jeff's first office was him and two others. The others didn't have chairs, so they sat on the floor.
So within that context, I mean, there's a lot of young people that are listening to the show probably, and I've had these conversations, Mike, before, where people are saying that, don't use Steve Jobs as an example, don't use Jeff Bezos as an example, or even the likes of Richard Branson, because even though they didn't have money in the strictest sense of the word, right, where there was a mummy or a daddy or someone that gave them large amounts of money, they had some form of a support network. So there was someone that was able to support them while they had these fledgling businesses.
They created that support network.
That's what I want to touch on next. I have to take another break quickly.
Yes, of course.
So let's get back to that and really look at the reality of what, where is your support network then? Where do you find that support network? Is it yourself? Do you depend on others? And if there is an external source, who
question.
And what is that external source?
I'd love to answer that. We'll join in the conversation, of course.
Great one. Thank you so much, Mike. As I said, guys, you can also give us a call on 011-883-0702, alternatively 021-446-0567. I think an important conversation on all fronts. 19, it's actually 18 minutes to go before we get.
702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
17 minutes left before we get to the top of the hour at 11 o'clock. And of course, after that, we open up lines, giving you an opportunity to chat to me about anything and everything. But for now, we're having a conversation with Mike Anderson. We're looking at starting your own business with what you have, not with nothing, but with what you have. And how do you go about that particular process? And the last question that I asked Mike is, all too often, you know, the refrain is, well, these people had a massive support network, the likes of Jeff Bezos, Steve Jobs and, whoever else. While they were busy trying to start their businesses, they had people that were either, there to support them. And the ultimate question is, where does your support actually come from? Who should you be depending on? Who should you be counting on when it comes to your support network?
Absolutely. It's importantly, I might have touched on earlier, but the important thing is, there is a support network. First of all, you create one around you. The important thing is to soar with the eagles that fly high. Surround yourself with positive, like-minded people who support you. Mm. Get rid of the toxic people around you. There'll be many people around you who will say, don't start a business, keep your job, don't be crazy. You know, the Sunday family lunches where family and distant family and distant family will... You're afraid of telling you about to start a business because very few people will give you the nod. So the important thing is, like the NSPC, I mean, we're a non-profit. We've got nothing to sell anybody, and we're a non-profit, and we're surrounded by the most incredible network of unbelievable people. And this is why many entrepreneurs and new startups and seasoned SMEs become part of our organization for the purpose of creating that network of support. Surrounding yourself with super professionals, with mentors, with motivators, with inspirators, with business opportunities, new business ideas, business trends. So, yes, the important thing is to take on the attitude that from now on, I chose this many years ago, and the many successful people that I've interviewed from all over the world will share this with you. Choose to soar with the eagles that fly high and get rid of the toxic around you, because you are the sum of the five people that you hang around most with. And that's the key start of your support system. Then start selecting organizations out there and selecting groups out there that think like you, where you can seize those that vital information, where you can become self-taught in the area that you want to go in. So I think that's the beginning, is to really model the success of others who are doing what you want to be doing, and then join networks and join organizations and choose to be positive and like-minded. and get rid of the toxic.
It's very important also, because I was listening to what you were saying there, and unfortunately you will find far more people giving you reasons for why you shouldn't be embarking on whatever idea you have, as opposed to people who would be encouraging you and telling you that, listen, you should really be doing this. This is a great idea. Or, you know, encouraging you at those moments when you're down and out and you feel like, listen, this is tough. It's difficult. I'm unable, you know, I can barely pull myself out of bed in the mornings because I don't even know where to start or where how to continue because sure. I'm having this challenge and that challenge. I mean, there's all kinds of people, including friends and family. And yeah. All too often we're told that we need to look to our elders for wisdom. But 9 out of 10 times with mum and dad and their background in you know, having job security for 30 years in the same job and things being very different in this period of our lives, they're usually the first ones to tell you that no, don't be ridiculous. What business is this?
Absolutely. You know, the thing is, Kashwa, you've got to listen to the people who've exceeded and done it exceptionally well. Mm. You know, you cannot listen to anybody out there who's giving you the advice who haven't done what you're going to be doing. And that's imperative. And I think too many people out there listening to, you know, the neighbor or the guy across the road or the guy in the bar, whatever it may be, at a Sunday lunch or a bride, the people around go, and you say, well, am I taking advice from people who I admire because they've done extremely well and where I want to be? And in most cases, not.
Very true, actually.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, things might not have gone well because they didn't take those opportunities in the first place or they didn't take those chances.
No, if you think about it, if we listen to all the people around us at the moment, none of us will start a business.
Very true. And I won't lie to you, even some of my ideas that I had, to some extent, I was thinking of putting them on ice because of the circumstances.
And that's why we've got to surround ourselves with people who encourage us. You encourage us, you admire us, who care about us, you believe in us. We got to maintain our self-confidence and our self-belief because it's tough out there. It's a long journey. You know, we don't want to come home at night or on the weekend and why are you doing this and don't do that and don't do that. You know what I mean? Surround yourself with the positivity and maintain that positivity because at any given time, it's a tough journey and a worthwhile journey for those who want to be there, of course.
So let's look at those networks and what the Small Business Chamber does. I mean, what is it that you guys do? Why did you start it? And what was the thinking behind it? Because when I think of a business chamber, I'm thinking of the Chamber of Commerce. I'm thinking of the mining chamber, et cetera, yeah?
Yes. Well, thank you for that question. I appreciate that, Kashwal. The NSBC is the largest SME organization in Africa and now the fastest growing organization of its kind in the world. We have over 146,000 SMEs who are part of our organization. The purpose of the NSBC is to foster the growth and sustainability of the SME sector with the ultimate aim of job creation. And right from whether you've got just an idea or you don't have an idea but you really want to become an entrepreneur, we are the place to be. If you're a seasoned SME who wants to take your business to the next level, we are the place to be. And of course, through the year, we do amazing things. Now, for 13 years, all we do is research. What do businesses need to stay in business and to build a bigger and more successful business?
Uh-huh.
So through the year, we have network, most virtual right now, but highly successful. We have webinars. We have online exhibitions. We have academies. We have networking functions. We have all what is needed for a business owner or for an aspiring business owner to surround themselves with positive people, great ideas, good business opportunities, business trends, great insights into succeeding, all those kind of things that allows you to have the perfect support system in getting you where you want to be. And remember, the 146,000 business owners who are part of us are positive, they're driven, they all have the same quest for success to get to where they want to be as quickly as they can, although they are very patient in achieving the objectives.
And I'm sure the great benefit of joining a group of people like this is obviously the advice, the leverage that you get, and obviously those networking opportunities which you had highlighted. I mean, ultimately,
absolutely.
You know, a lot of time, I remember many, many years ago when I thought I was wise and I was very ambitious and I had all kinds of ideas, we always used to talk about networking, and it's something at the time that I thought I, and I still do to some extent, think that I suck at it, but quite frankly, it was I knew that it was important. I mean, networking, what is it? How does one go about it? What does it, what do you aim to achieve through networking? What are some of the things that you need to try to work on in your networking journey, for lack of a better term?
You know, networking is an art, and it's an easy art for anyone to understand it. And you see, the thing is about networking, it's about listening and not telling. You're listening to others and also helping people. You know, whenever I meet someone on a network, whether it's a virtual network or it's a physical network, I speak very little. I listen with empathy, and I see how I can help that person who's talking to me. And in that way, the relationship will prosper, and who knows, one day I may do business with them. So my point is, think like a doctor. Take people's pain away. Help them with empathy. Listen attentively. Take care of them right there and then. Look them in the eye, and so that they know that you're there for them. You're not there for you. And the thing is, that's really what it's all about. It's not about you and the network. It's about other people. And people can see that. But authenticity is the big thing. Be authentic when you network. And that's the biggest recommendation one can have. If you're an authentic person, listening to others, helping people take their pain away, wow, how can you get better than that?
I totally agree with you on that one. And, you know, what I found fascinating as well was, from the onset, you said that, you know, for people who wish to not just join the National Small Business Chamber, but, you know, for anyone that wants to start up a business, the idea is, even if you don't have an idea yet, but you know that you want to be an entrepreneur, that's the step that you need to take. I mean, that's very useful.
You know, we're launching in the, I think it's the 2nd of August, it's the Launch My Startup National Initiative. It's to help people out there, whether you've started a business or you're just about to start a business or you haven't started yet, to help them start right here and help them on their way to achieving success. So even if you don't have a business, a company, or you don't have an idea, but you want to take that entrepreneurial road, we're there to help these people to achieve that.
And then at times it's also to, and I guess that there's also opportunity for exposure to different markets that people aren't even aware of. What exists out there, what is out there, and what are some of the basic needs? Because, you know, many of the smarter guys out there in the space will tell you that ultimately solve problems for people. And a lot of the time, I guess, we're not even aware of what problems people have that we can solve
for. That's what, if you look at the wheel of success in a business, and this is what we focus on at the NSPC. First of all, you start a business. What do you need first? You need customers. So we focus on customers, how to make sales, how to drive cash flow, and how to boost your profits. That's the essence of the wheel of a successful business. And that's where we put major, major focus on that area to help businesses, whether you're just a startup or you're seasoned, to achieve that objective.
Looking at some of the stuff coming through via WhatsApp very quickly, I just want to quickly go through some of the messages I've received. Someone with a one-liner, it's a bit of a cliche, but I think well worth repeating. You have no net worth without a network. This is what this person
100%.
Says. Someone else says, yeah, thank you for this topic. Long time coming and we have not listened. Oh, no. That was, I think, in the earlier hour, but as a follow-on to this, I was saying, good evening. Just last week, I spoke with a buddy, told him I am currently learning, downloading as many PDFs and e-books to prep myself for the time when the environment is opportune for the implementation of my business dream, and thus I will be ready to utilize that moment. And this is from Byron. Byron, thanks for that. And I think that's
the
other key.
Byron, good one. You know, like Jim Rohn says, you know, self-education will make you a fortune.
Very true, very true. And I think that's the thing that, you know, I was thinking is that we should use this as an opportunity to learn as much as possible. And I guess with the democratization of the internet and the internet being what it is in South Africa, where we can access a wealth of information and knowledge and very little is limited to us, people should use that and exploit that as an opportunity for themselves.
Absolutely.
Mike, it was absolutely awesome discussing all of this with you tonight. For more information, where can people go?
Our website, www.nspc.africa, or alternatively, info@nspc.africa. But it's been wonderful. I'm very grateful for this opportunity, Gashwal, and to your audience out there, all the very best, and take good care of yourselves.